It's time for Kiefer Madness.
Kiefer Madness.
Richard Keefe, I think it is. Rich Keefe.
Who is that?
How you doing, ladies and gentlemen? My name is Joshua Adams.
What now?
It's Kiefer Madness.
Where's Keefe?
Where is he?
Where's Keefe?
Where is Keefe?
Hey, Keefe, you're a douche.
I was doing Junko Inoshima from Danganronpa.
I'm a firm believer in UFOs and Sasquatch.
That's funny. Yo, Kiefer Madness is so hit or miss.
Keefe's a nice guy.
Keefe's a nice guy.
Okay.
Kiefer Madness?
It's Kiefer Madness on WEEI.
I bring it.
I would have done the same if I had found a kilo of crack cocaine.
I would do what I'm supposed to do on The Purge, kill people.
A man was captured on video using a sword to roast meat in a shopping cart.
We don't need to see the snake.
All right, here we go. Time for Kiefer Madness on Jones and Keefe, WEEI, on this Tuesday. And Jones, we have a creature feature for you today.
I like these.
It's a story. There's an animal on the loose outside of Detroit.
Okay.
So outside of Detroit.
Is it Bulls again? Did they,
it's not
the
Bulls.
Go on parade again?
Good,
no?
Yeah, that's a great guess. That was more Attleboro or North Attleboro.
Yeah, Emerald Square Mall. Yeah.
You have a guess. There's a creature that probably shouldn't be in Detroit. Nick and Billy's are an animal that's not Bulls.
Bigfoot.
That is quite a guess.
Did you guys see that Bigfoot story that was out there? There's a Bigfoot just chilling in like the woods the other day.
You know, that was an outtake to a commercial.
Yeah.
Messing with Sasquatch?
Unfortunately, this one.
Is it a beef jerky commercial?
This one happened to be a fake. The other one's not so sure, but yeah, somebody's messing with Sasquatch.
This was a hoax. That's such a shame.
Don't mess with Sasquatch.
It didn't end up being
just a dude chilling in a mask.
Billy, I interrupted. You had a guess there?
A lion.
A lion! That makes the most sense.
That really does.
That'd be very on brand. Maybe escape from the Pontiac Silverdome.
Sure.
Or whatever they play.
Yeah. A piston like one of those horses they used to have on their jersey.
Not a piston. Or
pistons under them. There are pistons under a cow.
There are. That's true.
Yeah.
A red wing.
Yeah.
Maybe. No.
The capture of an alligator on the loose is raising eyebrows in Sterling Heights tonight.
Alligator on the loose.
Oh, yeah. On the loose. Alligator on the loose in Sterling Heights, I believe is what they said.
Okay.
So, suburb just outside of Detroit, there is an alligator.
Police called in an expert to help wrangle the reptile after it was spotted under a car on Summit Drive.
Yeah, kind of like your pistons. It was underneath the car. Just camped out under the car.
Right around it.
Yep. So, just hanging out.
Makes sense.
Holding a wrangler.
Yeah, it makes sense. Detroit.
Yeah. Yep.
Probably looking for a job in the auto industry, probably.
Could be.
Imagine. Yeah.
So far, the gator's owner is laying low since the city has an ordinance against owning dangerous animals.
You think she maybe had a couple drinks before the...
Let me hear that again.
So this whole setup here, she's kind of getting a little silly.
Police called in an expert to help wrangle the reptile after it was spotted under a car on Summit Drive. So far, the gator's owner is laying low since the city has an ordinance against...
You got a liquid lunch, what of it? It's not your damn business how I spend my time.
I've been in television for decades.
I'm reading the news. What more do you need from me?
I can control my intake. Don't worry about it. I can have a drink
at lunch. I'm doing the alligator story. They're like, did you have a sandwich or something, for God's sakes.
Owning dangerous animals.
But others are speaking out, and 7 News Detroit's Ruta Olsonida has their shocking account of how it all played out.
Ooh.
This isn't Florida. We're talking about...
This is a civilized place. This is a real state.
This is
real
Michigan.
Laws.
Detroit has turned around.
Yes.
This isn't Florida. It's just Florida. Lawless. People on bath salts running around trying to eat each other.
Not that.
No. Nope.
This ain't that.
That's a respectable place.
Florida. We're talking about Michigan. And right here in Metro Detroit, an alligator was found, specifically an American alligator found relaxing under a woman's car.
Not a crocodile.
No, an American alligator.
Not a caiman.
USA! USA! That's an American alligator!
Yeah, he's getting a little close to the Canadian border for my taste, but yeah. It's a very northern
American alligator.
Almost a Canadian alligator.
Under a woman's car.
Yep.
Why they had to specify it was a woman, I do not know. I just look at it as any car.
It was parked in a weird place.
I mean, good point.
Yeah, they're like,
over the line.
See his car parked on a fire hydrant? It's clearly a woman's car. Alligator lived under there, yeah.
See how the one wheel's up on the ledge and the other one's not? That's a woman's part job there.
Woman drove that.
It's frightening.
This guy's scared.
Yeah.
So this guy right now is like, hey, sir, man on the street, what do you think about that alligator under the woman's car?
It's frightening.
I don't love it.
It's frightening.
News to me about
that's
it.
That's true.
Terrified of it.
They say you're supposed to... Are you supposed to zigzag or are you not supposed to zigzag if a crocodile is
I think with a gator, you're supposed to zigzag. Yeah, but
throws them off.
They go quite fast on land.
They're faster than they look on land.
Very fast.
If they want, if they think it's like a meal or something, they can get after you a little bit.
When they'll barrel roll you, you don't want that.
Yeah. Oh, once they get you in your grasp.
In the water, in the barrel roll you.
That's their terrain.
Yeah.
Yeah. You don't want to get in there with them.
No.
You'd be better off in like a tree. They're not good in trees.
No.
Tree. You ever seen an alligator in a tree?
Roof.
They're lost.
Yeah, something like somewhere heights. Up high. Yeah,
they hate heights.
Yeah, they don't like that. But the water, that's their element.
Yeah. Top of the car. Yeah, as soon as you go to the top of the car,
no chance.
Forget it.
Like, I'm out. You did it.
Come down here real quick. I gotta show you something. I'm like, no alligator.
I texted my coworkers and I'm like, you won't believe what's happening here.
I'm in a group chat at work and I was like, wait, do you hear this?
What a brag.
Yeah, I know. Yeah. First thought.
You think all along she's like, I can't tell them what I really think. So I'm going to make up this fake group chat at work.
Yeah.
Oh, I'm talking to all my friends at work. So many people are in there.
If you got
Susan.
Yep.
Linda.
From accounting.
Yeah. Yep. You know.
Don't ask me who else is in there. Don't worry about it. We don't need to know.
Yeah. Three unsaved phone numbers.
Yeah. Nick, if you got home and you found an alligator under your car, would your first text be to me, Jones, and Billy?
Actually, yeah, probably, because we can use it for the show.
It might be.
Yeah,
it
matter
might
of fact,
if, I, be. If there was a gator under the car, that might be our show text.
That's true. I think I did send you guys the picture of that giant hornet's nest pretty quick.
It was very fast.
It was like right when you got home.
Yeah, not a lot of people got that photo before you guys did. So you know what? Maybe this lady's in the right part here.
This subdivision in Sterling Heights, just off Rhine near Utica, woke up to...
Good breakdown. Yeah. I need to know exactly where this is.
Yeah, it's
I need
all local.
I need all the cross streets. I need everything about it.
Live and local. It's the news,
yeah,
Keith.
She's there.
I want to tell you where it is.
Boots on the ground.
Yeah.
Stuff Rhine near Utica woke up to quite the surprise Thursday morning.
Everybody's like, there's an alligator under your car. I'm like, are you serious?
No, it's a classic game we play. Made you look. The old alligator under the car routine.
Not a gator under there, you idiot. There's no gator under there.
You're so stupid. You look. We're in Detroit. There's no alligator under there, you moron.
This isn't Florida. You idiot.
It's Michigan.
Yeah.
Ha! Alligator under the car. I was like, no way. You guys got me again. First the whoopee cushion, now this.
Every week.
And then I look, and then here we go. He's laying down under my car.
Marisol Musakrawi and other neighbors did.
Yeah?
They didn't know what to do, so called Sterling Heights police, who were equally as surprised.
I don't think I'm calling the cops on an alligator.
Mm-hmm.
Would you?
I don't know.
Who do you call?
What's he up to?
If he's just under your car, he's not minding
anything. He's loitering.
You're like, hey, out of here. Yeah. You get a little broom. Yeah, choke. Yeah, hey, come on.
He's loitering.
Yeah, he is.
Get out of here. What are you doing?
Yeah,
swiping your catalytic converter.
Yeah, exactly.
He might be.
Hey,
what are you up to?
What are you up to under
a gator?
Yeah.
Why are you here? This isn't Florida.
I'll
call the cops
on you. Stay out of the sun.
Yeah, real fast. I'm dark on you.
Police called in the reptarium to help them wrangle it. And the...
The Reptarium?
Yeah,
do we have Reptariums around here?
Is that that's a company, I'm guessing? I didn't see
the clip. A Reptarium, I think it's like where you would like house reptiles.
Oh.
Is there like a Massachusetts Reptarium?
Oh, I see.
Not a rep, like representative.
The Reptarium is Michigan's favorite reptile zoo in Utica.
Oh.
So they called the zookeepers.
Yeah, that'd probably be a better call than the police. I don't think they're dealing with this.
Well, maybe the police... Get in touch with the Reptarium.
Yeah. They're closed right now. They're probably trying to catch his
snake?
Alligator.
I just saw snake.
Yeah, it's on you.
Oh no, this has gone really poorly. I thought it was going to be.
Oh, I didn't realize this was a slideshow.
No, it was a slideshow. Did you see that?
It just moved by.
I just got the snake. That was an iguana.
What was the first one? Oh, like iguana.
It was iguanas. I don't mind iguanas.
Roped you in.
Chameleon, iguana.
Yeah. Capybara.
Snake on the screen. Oh my God.
Yeah.
Oh, my daughter's been watching that.
A capybara?
Yeah.
A capybara.
That's not a
big
reptile. Capybara is.
I don't know. That's the
a sixth reptile?
Picture
you're thinking of a capoeira or whatever. Or no, chupacabra is what you're thinking
no,
of.
No, I'm thinking of a capybara. Capybara is like a giant rat. I'm not thinking of a chupacabra.
Oh.
A reptarium has chupacabras?
Oh my God. That snake was all coiled around.
A capybara?
Scare the snot out
I don't know.
Me.
That's what that's the seventh picture in the slideshow, so I assume so.
That's not a reptile.
Like a little leash on.
Cece's been watching that Adam Sandler iguana movie, Leo.
I asked Billy
pretty
about
funny.
This. Billy's like the resident Sandler
haven't
guy.
Watched it yet.
I watched
the trailer. Looked depressing. I'm like, I don't know.
It is a bit
watch
of a. It's a bit of a downer.
It's a downer, but Bill Burr plays a turtle in the tank with him, and then he's an iguana, and like the voice he's using is funny. Like,
yeah.
I'm pretty simple, and so I was laughing. He has some good lines.
Yeah. But there's one in there, where Bill Burr's like, why don't you just like change color or whatever? He's like, I'm not an iguana.
I am an iguana. Yeah. I'm not a chameleon.
There you go. That's right.
Pretty good.
Nailed it.
Reptile humor.
Crushed it. Yeah.
Police called in the Reptarium to help them wrangle it. And the little guy wasn't exactly eager to come out. Lieutenant Aaron Susala says he's responded to...
I think we've all been there. Nice.
The little guy wasn't exactly eager to come out. Lieutenant Aaron Susala says he's responded to monkey, owl, and hawk calls, but...
Monkey, owl, and hawk calls?
Yeah.
There's just like loose monkeys around here?
I guess.
Owls? Like, just let
the
owls...
Pit crew?
Yes. What is this?
I hear that Detroit's made a big comeback, but yeah, owls just swooping in left and right.
Know.
Look out.
It's for the birds now, Jones, sadly.
Never an alligator.
I was surprised by the size of it. It was a good...
I've never heard that.
Yeah. No. You wish. Something you always want to hear.
Or in a bad way.
Very impressed.
No, that's true. Maybe
I'm very impressed.
Yeah, maybe I have heard that.
No, I haven't.
Disappointed.
Never an alligator.
I was surprised by the size of it.
I guess that's true. You got a good...
I am surprised. I just assumed different.
That is surprising. Yeah. Surprising scene.
In a good way?
No.
It's never.
Horrifically disappointed.
It was a good size. I'd say probably about 3 feet or so, maybe.
Yeah.
Dang, now we're talking.
Now it is.
Yeah, hell yeah.
It was a good size. I'd say probably about 3 feet or so, maybe 4 feet.
What is it?
An alligator.
Owning an exotic animal is illegal in Sterling Heights, and you could face up to $500 fine for having one. So even if...
That's the cost of one PlayStation 5.
That's true.
Would you rather the PS5 or an alligator?
How many Bozo touchdown parlays are you going to win just to afford your alligator
fines?
That's
true.
Yeah.
I know. Can you just pay the fine and like keep
it? Be like, it's my alligator now. Yeah,
$500.
That's a good question. Is it a one-off?
No.
I own
probably,
it. You got me $500.
They probably circle back.
Per day?
Yeah. Oh, or just like, hey, we're going to check in. It better not be here. Then if we see you
better
again,
not be a gator under a car again.
No, $500.
$500.
Yeah.
$500 fine for having one. So even if the owner is found, the gator most likely won't be going back to its owner. And while this community has rallied around the little guy, even naming him...
Scaly?
Scaly. A tiny little kid was asked.
Never let kids name pets.
No.
No.
You're going to regret it like a week later.
Does your
Scaly.
Your daughters like name all their toys?
Yeah, some of them. It's weird. Like some of their stuffed animals and stuff have names. Some of them don't.
My son names stuffed animals and cars and things very similar.
Pretty basic.
Creativity. Yeah.
Yeah.
Scaly.
Surface level.
Yeah. Wheelie.
Cosmo Big Red. Yeah. Why's that? That's red?
Yeah.
Okay,
it's
great.
It's blue. He's colorblind. Yeah.
Yeah. It's really sad. I hate when he brings it up. First of all, a 3 or 4 foot alligator is not that big.
No.
You know?
I mean, I don't want to tangle with
it. I'm not going to mess with it.
But that's not a big alligator.
I'm not like freaking out
about
it.
You ever seen swamp people?
I think my dog could outrun this thing. No problem.
Mm.
My dog's fast. He's old. Fast.
Is he?
Yo, he's lightning fast.
My dog would give up very quick.
Well, your dog doesn't have teeth.
He's like a chicken nugget snack bite. Yeah, no, he's a
your dog would be like an appetizer.
Old dog that this gator would take down and just
he looks like gator food. Your dog does.
Yeah, he's a gator snack.
My dog would put up a little bit of
appetizer.
A fight.
Yeah, there's not much there. Not
you
a
didn't
lot
want
of...
to see the alligator, did you? He's a little bigger than you.
That's her interviewing a dog.
Oh,
for real,
a dog, not
like
a child.
Little like a Bichon Frise. Nice. No, this time she went away from the child. She's like, I got to talk to everybody here.
Yeah.
So some lady is holding this little tiny like Bichon, and she's like, you don't want to see the dog or the alligator, do you? And he's like, staring at her. He's like, I was going for a walk. Can I have a treat or something?
Yeah, where are the
treats? The Reptarium is taking good care of Scaly for the time being and are well equipped to look after him, where he'll be much happier than under that car.
No, he's definitely hissing.
He's not happy.
So Scaly remains here at the Reptarium, and Sterling Heights police are working to try to find that owner. In Utica, I'm Rudolph Sonita, 7 News Detroit.
Nailed it. There you go. The whole thing.
I am.
Hold him tight.
I am.
You got it.
Everybody's like, there's an alligator under your car. I'm like, are you serious?
Man, I made you look, you idiot.
Suzanne's parked on the hydrant again. Gator's under there. Nice. Okay. Well, it's not Florida, that's for sure.
No,
it's what's it doing up there? It's what everybody wants to know. It's Kiefer Madness. Each and every Tuesday at this time here on Jones and Kiefer Creature Feature.
Yes.
I don't know how many of those we've had.
No.
No.
We had the bulls.
Oh, we had the bulls on parade.
We had the bulls on parade.
Yeah, down at the Emerald Square Mall. That's true. Anything else?
Oh no, no. We talked about the spiders separately. That's a different story.
Separately. Yeah,
that was this whole.
Well, it's different than that. It's the one spider I never believed. The one gator there, I'm gonna believe. I don't think we're one gator. There are many.
Mm-hmm.
It snakes up there this big.
Yeah, it's true. Keith got snake screen there.
I got snake screen. Bad.
Don't duck go that either.
No, I got scared.
So that's Kiefer Madness, each and every week here on Jones and Keith.